We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, it's the fifth episode of the Simon Says podcast, talking about Simon, everything. Just look for the megaphone and it says Simon.
You say that, but they're already here. They've found it if they're already here hearing that.
Yes, but maybe that they'll find a way to describe it to other people who aren't listening to us
yet. If you're trying to tell people how to find it, you're not really doing the best job because we don't even know the name of our own podcast.
Hey, so welcome to episode 5 of the podcast. We don't know why you're here. We don't know why we're here, but we're so happy that you are.
All right, well then don't describe it. Just share it around. There's share buttons and all that. So did you see the picture of me punching a woman's seat on an airplane?
The thing that's amazing about you is wherever you go, there's a Maddie. We were at Target the other day. My little girl and I were at Target. We went to buy a jersey because, you know, it's during Spirit Week at schools. Yeah. It's another damn way for parents to have to spend more money on more stuff.
On stuff they'll never wear except for this one day that they have to wear at school.
Do you want to know something even better than only wearing it that one day for Spirit Week at school?
What's that?
She wanted a Carolina jersey to wear for Jersey Day at school. Okay. So we went straight to Target first thing that morning. Of course, let's go get you. You like Carolina. Let's go get you a Carolina jersey. I'm not a fan of any of that, so I don't care. We go in. We get her $21 Carolina jersey. Monday rolls around for Jersey Day. She goes, I'm not going to wear that because everybody thinks Carolina is real bad this year and people are going to pick on me if I wear it. So I'm just going to wear my school shirt from my school. So I hope you left the tags on that. Maybe we can take it back.
Okay. A, she's a fair weather fan.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I said, this is when you're really a fan.
That's not being a good fan at all. And B, yeah, those are the things that drive parents insane.
So when we were going in there to buy the jersey that shall never be worn, we saw a fat Maddie. We saw the bald guy with the glasses and the beard, and it was you, but it was like three of you. And I was like, she goes, look, it's Maddie. And I go, oh my God, it's Fat Maddie. If he didn't see me, I'd take a picture. Because every time I see a Maddie out in real life, I love to take a picture.
Yeah. I saw one the other day, and it happened to be tied to a story. And I was like, oh, there I am. And it was just the side of quote unquote, my face. And it was the story about a guy who was in the back row of a plane, and he kept, like, the woman in front of him, I guess, kept reclining her seat, even though he asked her to stop
because
he had nowhere to go.
Very back
like
of the plane.
The right. Back.
So that that one does not recline. Yeah. So if somebody reclines into your lap, you got nowhere to go.
Right. So he did the reasonable thing, which was kind of keep nudging and bumping and punching her seat to where she freaked out. And it. But that story aside, I laughed because I was like, oh my God, it's me again.
Yeah.
And it happened again where it was some sort of order of murder mystery to your house and the guy working on the thing is another me.
Yeah.
So I figured out that I am untouchable by the law.
either you're untouchable by the law or you're a suspect in everything that ever happens.
Oh, pretty much. He was bald, he had glasses and a beard.
Okay, yeah. I need to get ahead of it then. I need to be the one committing the crime so that these other suckers take the fall.
Wow, I don't know if I like your line of thinking.
Why not? But I think it only makes sense. I've got the uniform for I'm like Waldo.
You're generic.
Bald guy, glasses with a beard. I am set for life. If I didn't have any stupid identifying tattoos, I'd be money.
True that.
We saw you at our kids' chorus concert. There was one of the directors who was playing the piano for to accompany the kids. We're sitting there, and he comes walking out. I'm like, oh, my God! I didn't know Maddie was a chorus teacher.
Do you think I'm a clone? Huh. I wonder if cloning is further ahead than we ever thought.
Do you mean?
And I am suddenly like the bar. Like, you guys make fun of me, but apparently, and you make fun of my beard and the shaved head and lack of hair, but maybe I am the perfect clone.
Wow, I never thought of it. So, like,
boom.
Maybe there was a lab full of you.
Yes.
And there was a spill.
And like, we got
was,
out.
There was an accident at the lab. And like, hey, I'm going to lunch. Uh-oh. They knocked over a rack of Maddie's. And they all scampered off into the woods. Like, follow me, guys.
It's awesome.
Hey, guys.
I think it's great. And I wish we would unite and take over this world. And you will all have to bow down to the sea of Maddie's. And then we will stand over you laughing, and we'll be like, who's in charge now?
But you know, we all have lookalikes. There's everybody out there, they say, has, and people use the word doppelganger, which means an evil twin, you know, so that's not necessarily the case. But everywhere I go, I run into somebody who thinks they know me.
Mm-hmm.
I have that, I've always had that happen. And there was a guy in DC when I was in DC that I used to see walking around, and he had facial hair, which I don't. My face
you
won't.
You can't.
The way my face is set up is.
Yeah. What had happened, I used to see him walking the Key Bridge across the river.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, whoa, there I am walking again. He looked that much like me.
Did he ever see you?
Nah, I was in the car. He was busy. He was busy walking.
I don't feel like I've ever seen you guys out in public.
Well, who'd you see? You're Heather Locklear.
Back in the day, people used to say that, which was amazing because she's so hot. But I don't know if we still...
Yeah,
have
I think
that
you
resemblance.
Still got it. Okay. Still got it.
Well, no, she's all drugged out now, so
don't worry
that's
about
a good
it.
Idea.
Hey, you're doing great.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Awesome.
You're getting help.
All right, you're going to have to work on some stuff to really fit right in. I just, again, it was one of those things, that, the story aside, I laughed, and I sent the picture to both of you, and I was like, hey, check it out, I'm on a plane. But again,
he said, I don't remember taking this flight.
I didn't realize I had such a universal look. So,
man, getting on a plane is just about to be nearly impossible for people like me. Have you guys both gotten you? I know you
with
did.
I did get the
anxiety.
Real ID.
Crippling anxiety, yes. That's A.
Hate being in a tube.
And then two is your real ID.
Oh.
Have you gotten yours?
I have a passport. I don't need one.
Nah, you got to go get it.
You do have to get it. Your passport doesn't last forever.
But you can use your passport in place of that.
I know. But then when your passport expires.
Well, then I have to go get one.
Yeah.
It's just another money grab. They just want you to spend more money.
And they say it's for safety, right?
No, whatever. They say it's because they want more people to hang out in the DMV. They said the DMV is not getting enough people hanging out.
They're not busy enough. There's not 400 people in line today.
And it's not that bad. I did it.
Shut up. It's not that bad.
Oh, well, all right. For me, who could just sit and look at my phone and hang out for a couple hours, yeah. For you, who might tremble out of your skin having to sit still in a place like that.
Oh, my God. What number am I? Oh, my God. I'm 175, and they're only on 75.
Ding.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. How long am I going to be here?
It's not even that. It's the anxiety of having to pull all the crap together that you need. Until the other day, I didn't have a birth certificate, and then it was found in a mysterious place. That's the crazy part.
Yeah.
Two, I don't think I have a Social Security card. And three, I don't know what any of the other stuff is.
Give me your number. What's your Social Security number? I'll go ahead and get you one.
Right.
You said you can get one somehow.
Yeah, I went online.
What is this black market crap?
You can get a copy.
No, I went onto this very legitimate website. It was like socialsecurity.gov/
please
here's your
enter
new card.
Your Social Security number and your...
Yeah, routing number. No, but I went online and I went through, it was a government agency, it seemed like, and I actually did get one in the mail. So I now have a copy of my Social Security because I didn't know where mine was.
I
have my birth certificate, though.
Did you use that copy of your card to get your real ID? Or did you already have
No, I think because I had my birth certificate.
You're not helping.
Why am I not helping?
What are you supposed to take? Do we know?
Yeah, you got to take a lock of hair from a distant relative, like a great-grandparent.
Uh-huh.
You have to take a pair of shoes from a grandparent.
Uh-huh.
You have to take some school books from a parent.
You have to go find a unicorn and just to get a drop of its blood.
Oh, all right, all right.
A kiss from an elf.
Yes.
Yeah.
A coin from a leprechaun.
This is great.
No, but really, you got to have like a Social Security card, birth certificate, like a utility bill.
Proof of purchase.
Of what?
No, just
proof of purchase from Pop-Tart.
Yeah. From UPC codes. X-ray specs. No,
four little golden books.
It's not, again, if you go, the biggest thing is just to read what it says on the website.
But that's so much writing. It's so much. It's like long.
It's not, okay.
It requires website.
I actually just went and ordered a new passport the other day, and that was actually super easy.
Where are you going to go? Where are you trying to go with your passport?
Well, in case they catch one of my colognes, I might have to make a break for it.
I got all that DNA out there. Where are you going with your passport?
I went to Cabo.
Do you have to have a passport to go to Mexico?
Yes.
Why?
Because technically that counts.
Because it's another country.
Oh, but that's right.
Do you have to have one to go to Canada?
Yes.
And that's
come
where
on.
I'm
it's another country. Yes, you have to.
I'm supposed to go to Canada later this year.
Why?
Because I'm going for one of my baseball trips.
Oh.
I'm going to go see a...
You used to not have to have a passport if you went on a cruise, like if it went to the Bahamas or something like that. But even that's changed. So I got a passport in like 2012 because I went on a cruise and needed it for that.
And it was still valid.
Well, it's valid for 10 years.
So yeah, the last one had expired. I made the mistake of telling I always tell them one thing too many. And I told the lady when I posed for my picture, the first picture she took, I looked real serious and like scary.
Uh-huh.
And so I was like, hey, let me do that again. The last time I had this happen, I looked like a drug dealer.
You said that?
Yeah.
Genius.
Yeah.
You really want to joke around with those people.
Right. I always say, yeah, wow, that first one I had, wow, I straight up looked like a terrorist. And they're like, yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah,
I
didn't know you had to say terrorist in here.
I didn't know you had to have a passport to go anywhere. The last place I went out of the country was Iceland years ago.
Okay, when was that, though? That was in like the 90s.
But no, I had a passport then.
Uh-huh.
It was 2000-something. I don't remember. Man, it was neat. Iceland is so cool. But that was probably the last time I will go out of the country because I got put in mini jail. You know, there's
you
somebody.
You said that you're on some terrorist watch list
or
something.
Yeah, there's somebody out there in the world with exactly my same name and birth date. So when I give my passport to the guy at the little booth, as soon as they scan it, the light on the top goes off. Like, it's like, did I win a prize? Because the light starts
are
flashing.
Are we in Vegas?
But
take your pants off. You'll see.
I figure either the guy they're looking for who has spent a lot of time in Georgia and Florida and in and out of the country doing some kind of crimes,
mm-hmm.
either he has my exact same name and birth date, or he stole my identity at some point and used it to get in and out of the country. Because it happened to me coming back from one of my honeymoons, too.
So don't they have a picture of him?
Don't know. They don't care. They don't care who I say I am.
But then they'd be able to say that you're not the same person.
They don't care.
I think they just flag your name and that's it. Hey, go back for 2 seconds. Huh. I literally was just watching an old Anthony Bourdain and he was in Iceland. It was like the first No Reservations.
Yeah.
Did you eat fermented shark while you were there?
I did not. But everything that you order in Iceland, it doesn't matter. Like, give me a dish. Say anything.
Steak.
It's got fish in it. You order a club sandwich. It's like, hey, what comes on a club sandwich? Well, it has the turkey and the ham and the bacon and the fish.
Oh, nice. Oh, that's
everything.
That's
different...
And it's just fish. It's not like it's salmon or it's grouper. Or it's fish.
It's from the sea.
Oh, and I tell you what else they have in Iceland that you've never seen anywhere else. Right at the harbor at Reykjavik, there's this little hot dog stand. And they have these long white wieners that are made out of lamb.
Is fish.
And they, no.
was it a white stand with like red letters or something like that?
I have no memory of that.
Okay.
Come on, bro.
Well, no, they went to a hot dog stand and it was like covered. They had a hot dog covered with everything. I don't remember the wiener was white.
This was very finely diced onions and mustard what came on the lamb dogs.
Okay.
And they were so good. Oh, my God. Oh, Shannon Elizabeth was on this trip with us. And
that's random.
It is random. It's so random. And she's a bad poker player. And the other thing I remember about her was me and this guy, Big Ed, went out one night. It was our last night there. And everybody loved the lamb dogs. So we went down to the hot dog stand down at the edge of town. And we bought so many we could hardly carry them all. And we came back into the lobby. And Shannon Elizabeth is there. And I'm like, hey, we got lamb dogs. You want one? And she's like,
oh, my God. Do I even know ya?
And she had been cool the whole time.
She'd been on the trip with you the whole entire time.
And then come to find out, she's like a raging vegan. And this was before that was cool. So I highly offended her by offering her a lamb dog.
Well, at least you didn't force feed it to her. Like, hey, Shannon Elizabeth, you gotta try this.
And you know, it's those weird things like, you know, she had been just one of the guys for the whole time. And then that night, it was our last night there. And she's sitting over here playing poker with, you remember Short Mick from Baltimore?
Yeah, yeah.
The stand-up comedian.
What's her face? Yeah.
They were playing poker, and I had my little disposable camera, and I was like, do I take a picture of Shannon Elizabeth? She's going to so know if I do it. But if I take the picture and just get up and run, do I do it? I mean,
where are you
going
to run to?
I don't know, but I didn't do it. Uh-huh. So like now I tell the story, like she's not.
There's no proof that she was actually on this trip with you.
Other than the promotional materials that she did the same time that I was there, and I might be in the background of something or whatever.
So she happened to be in the same country as you at the same time.
Yeah, the same golf classic that I was promoting or whatever it was. I don't know.
It was funny because not to completely go off subject, the fact that I've seen that a couple times, that it's like this very special dish where they take shark meat and they bury it in the ground until it's completely rotten. Then they dig it up, dice it up, and serve it to everybody. And they even say, don't touch it with your fingers. You don't want to get it on you. It's poisonous until like after a certain amount of time it's been in the ground.
It. Yeah.
No, but it's like a delicacy and it's supposed to like, it smells like ammonia and it tastes awful and it's gross. But
you might die and it's terrible, eat it.
You can't touch this, but here, eat it.
I think the reason they say don't touch it is because it smells so bad you can't get it off your hands. Because you know, like there's some stuff.
It's gonna be in your mouth and on your breath.
That's where I draw the line.
I guess that's true.
That was that's weird because that was the original sushi was fish that was buried. You know, that's the way sushi became a thing.
Yeah, they had a lot of that and a lot of various head cheeses.
In Iceland?
Yeah. It was all part of a Viking festival. It was some Viking festival. It was literally, I went on a Bourdain thing where I found that I could watch the original episodes of his first show on the Travel Channel. So I started rewatching them. They're even in the short, like the 4x3, so it even looks old.
God, and he was so cool, man. I loved his books.
He was the best. But again, it's always funny when you have someone like that who you know eats anything and he's like, that was literally the worst thing I've ever put in my mouth.
Oh, the shark?
Yeah, he said it was awful.
Well, then if he said that, why did you think I would have eaten it?
Because you never know. You might pop something in your mouth every once in a while.
You eat shrimp out of the garbage.
Track back. I know you've eaten stuff that's bad. You've eaten something, said it tasted bad, thrown it away, and then went back to it because you weren't sure if you were sure.
Well, you know how
AKA,
sometimes...
yes, the garbage shrimp.
Yes.
Sometimes there's one bad piece in the bunch, and you don't want to waste the rest just in case it was a one-off.
Hey, man. Know? Hey, listen. I don't know if I'm going to be in today. I ate something really bad, and then I didn't like it, so I threw it away, and I ate it again.
There was like 8 of them, and one of them tasted good, so I had to keep trying.
I don't want to waste this entire jar of oysters, so I ate it all in one sitting, and then I forgot I had a second jar that
it's
I had
from
to
1992.
Finish off. So I finished that off, too.
Did I ever tell y'all about the time I found a pizza and ate it?
Found it where?
Outside of a hotel room?
Yes, you have, actually.
That's like that guy who was collecting pizza boxes we talked about on the show. Can you imagine he goes through that and he finds it? Oh, wait, this one still had pizza in it.
Well, if the pizza, like this was at a place that doesn't exist anymore. Actually, the building has just recently been torn down. It was an Econo Lodge back then, which used to be like Rager Party Central on the weekends. And so it was Rager Party weekend, and it was late night, early morning, and I went out for a stroll. And outside one of the rooms, there's a pizza box. So, you know, being inquisitive, I lifted the lid on the pizza box. There's most of a pizza in there.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
You're starving. You're drunk. You're going to eat the pizza.
Yeah.
Who said I was drunk?
You're starving. You're drunk.
Listen, I've been sober and found food and thought about it.
You thought about it, but did you do it? Come on, what kind of man
comment.
Are you?
In the restaurant every once in a while.
See, that's the thing. In the restaurant business, I don't think there's anybody listening who's worked in restaurants who hasn't at least been tempted to, like the one restaurant I worked at, we served pizza. And sometimes people would leave like a half a pizza there.
Yeah.
And you're working, you haven't eaten for hours, and you're like starving. And it's so tempting to be like, I mean, I know they didn't touch this slice over here.
But, you know, people are also awful. Like, I had a friend growing up named Richie King who would do awful things. Like, we went to the movies one time, and we had this giant bucket of popcorn. And when I was a kid, we didn't get the giant bucket of popcorn. We would get the little bag of popcorn, maybe, if we got popcorn. And so we got the giant bucket of popcorn among all the guys at the movie. And I was like, oh, my God, I can't wait for that bucket of popcorn to come back down to me. That is so delicious and buttery and hot. Oh, my God, it's so good. I can't wait for it to come back down here. Richie leans over and spits straight into the middle of the bucket of popcorn.
Oh, I hate him so much.
Oh, I hated him so much, too. But he was also the guy who, when you're getting ready to leave the pizza in, would pick up a slice and lick the length of it and then put it back.
And put it back.
And then leave. So you don't know.
Right. So, yeah, I don't think I ever actually did it, but man, there was times I was tempted.
See, and I think that's where if I don't know anything happened, then it didn't happen.
You're a cowboy. You're just out there, man.
If I don't know that something has tainted, like if I didn't see this kid spit in the popcorn, I would have eaten it and been like, why is this piece wet? Oh, well.
Dude.
Or if I found the pizza on the plate, I would have been like, you know, I love pizza. I also feel like pizza is one of those things that it's hard to soil it too bad.
No.
Unless, like, I've seen where, you know, someone maybe puts a cigarette out in it, but, I mean...
You want me to tell you what else he did at the Pizza Inn?
Can I have to?
It's not gross.
Okay.
It's just mean.
All right.
This other guy, these guys suckered him into paying for everybody's meal and spent every penny he had, and we were getting ready to leave, and Richie ordered a refill on his drink, large sweet tea.
Uh-huh.
And so right before he leaves... Right before he leaves, he takes the large sweet tea, which is tall, you know.
Yeah.
And he takes it in both hands and gets on the edge of the table and flips that thing upside down to where it makes like an airlock where the open side of the cup is on the table, flat on the table.
Yeah.
But all the tea stays in it until whoever has to clean that table comes along and bumps it at all.
Oh,
he's
but that's so
he
mean.
Is, there's a yeah. special place.
Oh, yeah. Awful.
What'd that busboy ever do to him?
Now, that said, that's amazing, and I don't know if I could pull it off. Like, I don't think I could take my drink right now
but
and
how
do that.
You know, how do you get to the point in your life where you've back-engineered that to where you know you can do that, and you pull it off right there in the Pizza Inn on your way out in
right,
one move?
Right. It was a long time ago, but do you remember how much he spilled flipping that thing over?
None.
Because I don't feel...
None.
How? Like, I mean, that's some gravity right there. Like, to do it swift enough and right... Like
one move, man.
Sorry,
yeah,
I was
get
literally
on the table without your hand on it and get that airlock and not get tea everywhere.
So like if I take
so
my
fast.
Drink cup, yeah, and flip it so fast.
So what's he doing with his life these days?
He's dead. I'm sorry. God rest his soul. Well, I mean, you asked. I wasn't going to say anything.
Well, now I take back there's a special place.
Well, I mean, don't worry
I hope
about
he's
it.
Doing great. That's one of those things, like, how do you know you can do that until you try? But, I mean, do you think he practiced? Do you think
he sat at home
trashing his house? Or do you
no
think
way.
He just at various restaurants? And that was the time, or maybe he'd never pulled it off before, and it just happened to work out that one time when you guys were all around him, and then he became a legend in his group. And he walked out of there like, I can never duplicate that.
Nah, dude. He did stuff like that.
You don't think he thought that far out?
All the time. I mean, he did crazy stuff. Every time I was ever around him.
There's always that one guy. We had a couple of those growing up. There was like this one kid who he was consistently in trouble. I can't remember a specific thing he did wrong other than he used to say that he would steal. He once said, I went to this place and I stole two ATVs under my jacket.
ATVs?
Yeah, we were like, whoa, you're so bad.
Wait a minute.
This is fifth grade. So, I mean.
Oh, okay.
We were like, whoa, he's the baddest kid in school. But I still, like, I want to try that now. Like, I've
steal
seen
an
that.
ATV.
Under your coat?
Yeah, I got real deep coat. It's real big.
I mean, you can try it, but I don't think your wife's going to be happy with all the water and stuff that's all over your house as you mess it up every time.
I was thinking about the ATVs. Why is your crotch idling?
Don't worry about it.
Hey, I don't ask you about your crotch. Well, yeah, I like that. I hate. Because of all the times I used to work as a barback. So, I mean, stuff like that, that would have been miserable. Or people who shred their, do you ever shred your coaster at a bar?
Oh, yeah. Shred coasters, rip labels off of beers.
Just fidgeting
just
stuff.
Tearing up napkins. Yeah, there's just crap everywhere.
Do you do that or you hated that when you worked
there? No, I hated it when I worked in restaurants.
Okay.
I also hated people who would order spaghetti for their little kids. Like, special place for them as well. I had a little kid, and I would never give her spaghetti in public.
Really?
Oh, spaghetti. They just break it all up, and it's all on the carpet, and they're all over the seat.
Dude, I never thought twice about any of that. I worked at a restaurant. I was actually a busboy, and so I had to deal with cleaning up after everybody. And I was a busboy and worked with Scott. So I had to clean up after everybody who ate there, and I had to clean up after Scott. So It never bothered me. That was just what we had to do. I never thought about
it. It's like a parent would bring in the Cheerios.
Oh, yeah. They get ground down in the carpet.
Sure.
Yeah.
See, and I worked at a really busy restaurant, so it would be like turn and burn. So it was like, as soon as they were gone, it's like, clean that table. We got to get another one in here.
Of course. Yeah, people are waiting.
Tourist time up north. And it was like,
hey, Kevin's out there. Hold on. Let's get Kevin in here. Is he coming?
Yeah. Yep.
Did he hear me? Come in here, man. We're doing the thing. I didn't know where you were. There's your microphone.
Oh, I'm here.
Yeah. Say something. Let me see if you're on there.
Yo, what's up?
There's Kevin. Kevin is our friend. Kevin hangs out and comes over to my house. Oh, you didn't come this past Christmas, so never mind. Screw you.
I didn't make it to Christmas.
You're not on there. What's going on with that mic?
1, 2, 1, 2.
Okay, there you are. Keep talking.
You know what's really bad is that, yeah, I didn't come to your house. But guess where I've never been?
Huh.
Maddie's house.
Never ever?
Ever.
It's highly overrated.
Maddie don't like me no more, man.
What's up with that?
Maddie has...
Don't put this back on. Don't put this on me. This is between you two.
Nope. Maddie has taken our friendship and made it a workship. We're not really friends. We just work friends.
We
used to be friends.
Yeah.
Did I tell you about the time I went to go pick him up for a wrestling event?
No.
Maddie made me meet him at the curb.
Didn't I get the tickets? And I didn't make you...
So he didn't... He's never... You've never been inside any of his homes?
Never.
Wow.
Yeah,
never.
All right, well.
Never.
It's been a long time since I've been in it.
Hey, Kevin, thanks for coming by, man. This is
really good. Yeah. I mean, you should bring Sean for this. Sean brought this up. It's a tough spot for me, Maddie, because, you know, you're my friend. I think highly of you. This is a sore spot for me.
Well, hold on, because I think the last time I was at Maddie's house is when his child was 3 and mine was a baby.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what's even crazier?
Huh.
Maddie's never been to my house. You've been to my house?
Yeah.
He's never been to my house.
I picked you up at one of your houses.
You picked me up at a townhouse that I was renting.
Right.
You never came to my house.
Right.
And you know what? I only live 7 minutes away.
Yeah. Yeah, but you don't live this here.
Listen. Sean made it a point to come to my house.
Yeah, but he's not human. He's not like the rest of us.
Now he ain't been back. He ain't been back.
Did he bring you a gift basket or something?
He always brings me gifts.
Yeah.
I've been more than once.
You've been more than once?
Yeah. When you first moved, I've been at least twice.
Okay. Maybe so.
I saw pictures.
But in a 5-year span, Maddie's never been.
Has it been 5 years?
Oh, it's been 5 years.
Look, your child is now 13. I was there for her 3rd birthday at the Dress Is Your Favorite book, and you had the Wacky Hat Kid. Yeah. Remember him?
Yeah, Wacky Hat Kid's
the
best.
We didn't dress as a book. He's wearing a wacky hat.
Hey, you know what else takes me back to this day? Because you know I remember the dumbest stuff for no reason.
Huh.
Maddie had on the same jacket.
The one he's wearing right now?
The one he's wearing right now. No, it wasn't the jacket.
It wasn't?
It was the shirt of this jacket.
Oh, yeah, Bill Murray.
Oh, yeah.
It was this shirt. Bill Murray.
Yeah. Yes. That's right.
Yes, can I tell the story?
Do it.
Yeah.
Can I tell the story?
Do it.
So this is before Maddie was involved.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
So we're at the wrestling match, and we're going to get some beer. And we're sitting at the bar, and this girl says something to Maddie. Oh, man, nice shirt. I love that shirt. And he just... I was like, yo, what was that? I was like, yo, you lost your N. She was like, yo, she wanted to talk to you. And he just...
No, she just appreciated my shirt and she didn't want to be bothered.
Bruh, she wouldn't have said anything
about
your shirt.
That's not true. If she only appreciated your shirt from a female's point of view, if she just saw it and had no interest at all, she'd be like, in her head, I like that guy's shirt.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
To actually make a point to tell you...
Yeah, she did. She
was opening the door.
I looked at my man.
I
mean, it's too late for you now because you're married, but...
I may not have the best game in general in the moment.
He is the only one in this room that's married.
People.
So.
Yeah.
Well,
I win in your face.
In his defense, because this was some years ago.
Yeah.
In his defense, he was fresh on the block.
Right.
You know, he shouldn't have had no game, but I was single Kevin. I was trying to help him.
Sure.
And I was like, we're going to use this as a coaching moment.
Yeah, you're trying to help me, but it was more, yeah. Now, and I like that years later is still a point of shame. Stupid.
Well, I mean, you shouldn't wear Bill Murray on your shirt.
Why not?
Because it brought me back.
It brings up shame.
Well, how does this keep coming back to? Why did you ask Kevin to come in here? Because it's been nonstop that you are not happy with me.
It's not that I'm not happy with you. I would like to see change in our relationship.
I have said before, if you invite me to your house for a specific moment, I will come.
So I got to have a cookout for you to come to the house.
I invited you to my wedding.
And I was there.
Because I gave you a specific
date. That was not at your house.
That wasn't at your house.
You're right.
And you invited me to your wedding.
Yeah.
To make the balance right.
No. I invited you to my wedding.
You know what? I just thought about it. I was the only black person.
So you could be token?
I was token.
Whoa. Y'all quit talking like that. I was there.
You're not token.
Ancestry DNA.
Yes. Yes.
23andMe.
Yes. There you go.
.001%.
Look. Don't mess with me.
All right. We're gonna leave. Let's leave the bear alone.
But no, the point is, yes. If you invite me to your house for a specific event, I don't just show up anywhere. That is not in my DNA.
That's obvious. That's obvious. I have given you open invitation.
I don't do open invitation.
Well,
I don't want anyone just showing up at my house.
I wouldn't just show up at your house. Our lifestyles are totally different.
You don't have my address.
You're married. Yeah, that is true. You're married with kids and dogs.
Yeah.
I am single with home and land.
And you're single, and I don't know what's going on at your house. In my mind.
What do you mean what's going on in my house? You think I'm cooking meth?
Single people just get freaky out.
I'm in the house cooking meth and
girls
got girls everywhere. Lord knows, the reverend wouldn't even come to my house.
Butt
no, man.
Naked meth.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. Butt naked meth at my house.
Well, now I want to come by.
That's going to be the name of our podcast.
That's what your podcast, butt naked meth. That's what it should have been called.
I think that's already out there.
Call the police! Listen, Maddie, at any time.
No!
Let me finish. At any time that I decide to do a function at the house,
yes,
I will make sure you are the first person invited.
Cool. I might have something going on that day.
This is what I'm talking about.
Real busy.
I'm going to put you in the same category as one of my neighbors.
Uh-oh, no. Not that neighbor.
I hate him.
Oh. You cross the street
guy? Cross the street guy.
Oh, no.
I can't stand him. I hope he's listening. Because these are the things that I want to say to his face. But I know me, and I know it's not going to go well because my petty and your petty, they're not the same.
Why are you putting me in the same category with someone you hate? That hurts me.
See, this was your out. I had gone to another road. This is all about him now. And you like the abuse.
You brought me in.
I pushed you out. You were done. I was going to the neighbor. I don't like him. He is rude. He is sneaky. He thinks he's funny and he's not funny. And... yeah, I don't like them.
Well, Kevin, listen, we invited you in to just, you know, and welcome you to the podcast.
I love the podcast. Hey, everybody. This was great.
Yeah, it's been fantastic.
Butt Naked Podcast.
Butt Naked Podcast.
Oh, no,
Butt Naked Meth.
Butt Naked Meth Podcast. Yeah.
And I wish I could name my
Can't
neighbor.
Forget the
He
man.
Know who he is.
Yeah, he does. He knows what he did.
Oh, he know everything that he did.
He knows that first thing he did, and he knows what he did the other day.
The first thing? He's done 5 things.
Well, you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. Oh, I want to say your name. But my God told me don't say your name and give you the light that you don't deserve.
All right, so we got to wrap it up. This has been great. Kevin, is there anything you want to leave us with? Any parting words, sir?
Don't stoop to others' levels. Just stay positive. And don't be as crazy as me. Yeah. And cheers.
Charlie.
Don't expect an invitation to Maddie's house.
Ever? You know what? He's had cookouts and we ain't even been invited. Have you been invited?
He's had
cookouts?
Have you been invited?
No.
Sadly, the last big cookout I had, all I cooked was pork. So that would have been...
I mean, that don't mean I could bring my own food just because I don't eat pork. I could bring my own food. Everybody has food.
Yeah, but I feel like that would have been a dick move.
Maddie, any parting words?
I don't know. I got to figure something out with Kevin because this is going to get real uncomfortable.
Hey, can I rearrange my parting words?
Yeah.
Don't be a dick like Maddie.
We love y'all. Next time.
Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.